Hello.
Yeah. Good morning.
Yes. Am I speaking with the billing department?
Yeah. With whom would you like to speak?
I'm not sure if I have to speak to someone in particular, but I'm calling from Wellmark Advantage, a member's health plan. I have a status of an appeal that was submitted to us, but it was denied, so I was wanting to speak to someone there.
From which insurance? Can you repeat that for me?
Yes, Wellmark Advantage.
Just a moment. Let me get that thing confirmed.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not sure if anyone has given any update for this. That's fine. I mean, in case if we need any information, we'll get back to you on the provider's number.
Are you able to pull up the member's account up? Because I do have some questions on the account.
Not sure. Just a moment. Let me get that thing done first.
Okay.
Hello?
Yes.
Your call has been transferred to me. My name is Dan. My last name initially is M as in Mike. We are trying to reach you regarding the appeal status one of our patient. So have you got the information about the patient?
Well, what patient are you referring to?
So we left the voicemail last Friday, right?
I'm not sure. So I received a phone call from the member, and they're wanting to, well, they called us because they received a letter about the appeal that was submitted, and we received the results. So we're wanting to speak to someone there to let you know what happened and what we need from you guys.
Okay. Can you help me with the patient name? Or the,
yes, first name is.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, first name is L-U-A-N-N. Last name is Kramer, K-R-A-M-E-R.
Okay, just a second. I'm not pulling any information. Do you have the patient account number by any chance?
I do not. Is this oncology?
Yes, oncology.
Hematology?
Yes. Can you repeat the patient first name?
Yes. L like Lima, U, A, N like Nancy, N like Nancy. Last name is K like Kite. Go ahead.
L-U-N-N.
No, L-U-A, like Alpha.
Okay.
And like Nancy, and like Nancy.
Okay. L-U-A-N-N?
Yes.
Do you have the insured ID?
Yes, it's W14012580.
I'm not pulling any member with that ID. Do you have any date of birth by any chance for the patient so I can pull up this member?
It's June 22nd, 1958.
Okay, I get the patient details. Right. So I guess you are checking on the date of service, March 26 of 25.
Correct. So it looks like someone there, it looks like we spoke to someone by the name of Bella. She called in on May the 29th to check on an appeal status. We did tell her that we did not have any results as of yet. So we did receive the appeal, and it looks like the member did receive the results of that appeal, and it looks like it was dismissed because when the appeal was submitted to us, a waiver of liability form was not submitted to us, so they denied or dismissed the appeal. Since this appeal was for the date of service of March the 26th, it's now past timely filing, so we're able to review the form if it's submitted to us, but it's a possibility that it'll be denied due to timely filing.
Okay.
Do you know if the member still has a balance for this on her account? Because she's saying that she hasn't received a statement from you guys.
Still, we are looking for the status. So we, as of now, we have received the updated status of the appeal. So now we will submit the appeal. Then we will send the statement to the patient if required.
Okay, so will you guys be able to submit that waiver of liability form into us? Because it looks like it was if it was sent in to us, it wasn't valid. So they're needing you guys to submit it again if it was.
Yes, we will submit the fax number. We have 866-533-6950. It's the correct fax number.
Let me see. 1 second. Could you repeat that appeal number?
The fax
or fax number, I'm sorry.
It is 866-533-6950.
Yes, that is correct.
Okay, can I have the reference number for this call?
Yes, give me 1 moment. And may I have your first name and last initial?
It's Dan, D-A-N. Last name initial is M as in Mike.
You said Dan, D-A-N?
Yes.
Okay. And in the meantime, will the member's account be placed on hold, or how do you guys handle that?
So we are still working with this issue with the provider credentialing, and that once it gets resolved, then we will take appropriate action on this patient's account.
Mm.
Right now, it is on hold.
Mm. Okay.
Since this is from the provider issue, so I'm not sure if we are going to transfer these balance to patient.
Right, because if it's a credential,
yes,
if it's a credential issue, the member shouldn't be billed because it's not the member's fault. So, yeah, I'll go ahead and notate the account here and give you the reference number.
Okay.
All right, so that reference number is 226-807.
And can I have your first name and then initial to your last name?
Yes, first name is Anna, last initial is C.
All right. Thank you so much, Anna, for reaching us, and have a good day. Take care.
All right. No problem. You too. Bye.